Hilchos Megillah begins Tov Reish Pei. Vesukos Tainus Esther. That's today. Okay. We spoke about this a little bit last Thursday, if you recall. Tov Reish Pei Zion. That's Hilchos Megillah. So the halachas of reading the Megillah are pretty straightforward, but the halachas of other areas are not so simple. Not so simple. So we have on some in Tov Reish Tzadi Dalet, Chayav Od Kolodam Pesh Kuf Samach, Viten Pochas Shtei Matonos Shnei Aniyim. So I have my dirshu here in front of me. He quotes over here in the Kaf HaChayim. When it's stuck with the Tainus of Kapara. Okay. And quotes it from the Tukachinsky. Don't say machtes hashekel. Look, mafresh shkolim b'zman hazeh. Oy. Can you give machtes hashekel from maisa geld? So there are those who say no from the Berhetev. The Mishnah Berurah, the Dagon Avram, said that by Matanus Lev Yonah. But machtes hashekel may be different. In any event, in our shul, you put plates out. Plates. It's a funny minute. Go to the beam, there are three plates. One says Machs Hashem. One says Matanos of Yonah. One says Purim Geld. Most of Gilim. Don't tell anybody. It all goes to the same pot. Shh. Don't tell anybody. And I give it out to Tanim. You know, there are three different plates.
How okay. Much should one give?
What do you mean, how much? Okay. $3.50. No. Zahu.
So, half dollars,
yeah. Now, who has half dollars? A couple of good Jews always come in early and they bring in half dollars. They put it down. And then you take, you know, you give them, put down, let's say you want to give for two people just to make it easy. I put down $3 and take out six half dollars and put it right back. That's the Minig Yisrael. Okay? So, any other questions? Yeah?
This is like a much bigger question, but In the Megillah, it says Kasher Avati, because I'll say that she's going to Ratzon now, and she'll be Shiasher.
No.
So, do we say that someone, one of the Gimel Kamurim, can be over it for the sake of Klal Yisrael? Meaning, do we say that it's their Yehar V'Yayav, or is that only for Yafiv and not for Rabin?
That is one point of view. That is one point of view. There are many other points of view to that question. Tosfos is a Kasher, famously. So Tosfos says that the Gimel Chamuros do not apply here for one of two reasons. Either because she is Sheva Al Tasa, it's true she's Kumbha Se, she's going into the palace, but the actual Maisa B, which is the Aver itself, she's Sheva Al Tasa. That's Toys' Shita. Rabbi Natam says famously that it's not considered to be an Aver of Gilei Arayis because Bias Akum could be as Behema. You know, even though You're working with an assumption that she was married to Mordechai. I'll take the basta of the bias. The Balamor says, that's a gadata. Come on, she wasn't really married to him. That explains why she went to. It wasn't the Gimel Averis, the Chamuris. The Ramban says, there's no Isla Losinov by a goy. It's a Chidish Neira. It says, Losinov is Eshes Re'eu. That means is, if it's a woman who's married, woman is married to a guy, that's even a non-Jewish woman married to a guy with the marriage has a validity, and the Jewish man lives with her, that's what it means. There's no chiyuv of gimel averes achamuros. So the Ramban takes it a step further and says that if the boel is a goy, it's also not considered to be reyehu. So that's why he says, not the Rambam, the Rabbi Natan says be a sagu could be a spehema b'chlal. Ramban says a different word. He says that the bias, that Re'eu excludes not only if a Jewish man lives with the wife of a guy, but also if a Jewish woman married to a Jewish man lives with a guy, it's also not Re'eu, because they're not Re'eu, they're not Re'eu.
She would be Asura Baila, even though.
According to Rabbi Natan, she would not be Asura to the Boel. Tosis, three kashas, you see, Klar, she's Asura Labal. The simple answer is you're right, but she's El Sur and Labal, not Labal. Normally we got they go together, they don't go together. She the Kubetza suggests she's not having a Sur Labal. That could be Alocha Lamais, unfortunately, too many cases. I had three Gemaras, they get out of three Gemaras. They get out the ways out of each Gemara. That's the, I gave you an overview. There are a few other Sheikhs in Rishonim also, but. The Shulta says that the Isser is only on the man, because the man, not because of Kuma Seshe Matas as such, but because it's derived from and Shvichas Damim, the same way as one is, you're a predator. So you're a predator, it's only the woman's not the predator. That's a different version of Tosis, but it's the same general idea. Couple of other theories besides, but I hope I gave enough answers there. You can say one answer at each juncture in your Suda, in each course. Any other questions? Yeah. Believe me, if you put $20, it's a much bigger mitzvah of $20 than you have $1.50. But the minig is, you give it, put down, and if you find $3.50, right. You can't find. No ribbis. There's no loan. There's no ribbis.
You're borrowing back the coins.
What do you mean?
When you pick up the dollar and a half, the half dollars. Put down a $20 bill, and then I pick up the dollar and a half. So how am I taking ownership of that $20, that dollar and a half? Those 3 points. What's the mechanism?
You give me stuck at $20 for $1.50. That's not a bad deal. I'm the guy by stucco. You give me any time a guy gives me $20 for $1.50, I'll take the deal. Not do a ribbis. No loan. Any other questions, Rabbi Osai? Okay, if that's the case, we'll stop segregation. We'll try to talk about come back to the Purim and Yonim. Okay, so let's give a general overview. Let's over to the Gemara Masechta Sukkah, Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis. I tell you, it's a Shas Sugya, and one of the most important Sugyas in the Sugya of segregation, which applies to Kol HaTorah. The Gemara says that if you take berries off a hadas, thereby making it kosher, you're not allowed to do it on yontif. It's betak and mana. Apparently, Rav Shimon says it's okay. Why? Liktan achila. Take off the berries to eat. Aitab segresha. And it's Ister Oshan achwita. End of the sugya. Those four words is the end of the sugya. Is le Oshan achwita. So what? Still up segresha. So what? All right, so what did Rashi say? Rashi said, Hilkoch ain can't take and clean. Not taking clean. Very nice. Tosin Subas, I think, said it's impossible to say this way. If that's the case, why does the Gemara say, Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon, who says it's okay? Savo Lake Avua, what Avua? Even like Abihu, that's still not considered to be a ticket. So Tosis, that's Tosis in where? That's Tosis in Shabbos. Tosis in Ksubis gives a teretz. What's a teretz? Well, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's also, you know why? Because maybe it's between now and the end of Sukkot, the Hadassah become puzzle. It'll turn out it was a tikkun, retroactively it's a tikkun. And that's why Rabbi Yehuda was also, and according to Rabbi Shimon, it's mutter. And I told you, the same way if you drag a bench, and it may or may not dig a hole, you know in 10 seconds it's mutter, quote of Shimon. So too, if you know in 6 days it's mutter, quote of Yehuda, this is also, you know in six seconds, then you know in 6 days. It's all the same thing. And we saw why Tosafot didn't want to agree with that the other place. We're not going to go into that right now. Okay. So, it's interesting, Rabbi Osai. You know what? The Rashash wants to answer this kasha in a very straightforward way. The Gemara said over here, Rabbi Osai, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon, Savalei, Kavua. That's before the Gemara asked the kasha of Segresha, and before the Gemara gave the teretz of Hoshana Achrita. Once the Gemara gives the teretz of Hoshana Achrita, it doesn't have to look at his father. It's very nice to look at your father, Rabbi Osai, but it's not always required. Open to the Rashash, you'll see, and Aflamat Gilin the base. It's just a pshat teretz. The whole kasha doesn't even begin. Tosfos is wrestling with this kasha in Ksubas, wrestling with the kasha in Shabbos. The kasha, Heptzach Nishton, doesn't even begin. Lo Matchil. Because the Gemara, at the end of the day, not bound to that, but they said much earlier. Take a look, Rabbi Osai, in the Rashash over here. Lamed Gimel Omud Beis. Oh. Look, right, the last, if you have my print, it's the last page, Yud Zayin, bottom right. Rashi, Shana Chwit. Is anything taken clear? Nearly if he's there, Su Lo. What was that? Nunni. Lo Nira, maybe. Lemeima, the Sfilek Abua. Tafil Rabbi Udabutter. Came in the low of it. Okay. And Lididei Lo Havikli. It's Rosh Tavis, and I'm pretty Bechudish to go over here. Tanakama the Yosef Sfile, the Mekom Havikli, the Manzit Sarakla. Tafil Rabbi Shimon Osir, and the Psik Resha. Hold lo tayim and din davashen miskaven. That's shot in the riff in the rush in the tour. She sus with the rain and mamata miyantif. Mashma afilu loptan lachila v'yisra shanachwita. It's going to be usher. Why? When the Gemara made it dependent upon Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Yehuda, it's before the more new b'psikresha. Once another b'psikresha, and then the Gemara says, "So machlokas atanoim, is it considered a tikkun or not considered a tikkun?" We pass in the Chorban, it's considered a tikkun, so therefore it's going to be also no matter what. Even in the case of what? Where you are Isa Shana Chwita. Doesn't that going to help? Avala Rambam, Pasuk Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Shimon. He claims. Why? Because the Rambam says. Let's see what the Rambam says. What did the Rambam say? Don't listen to it. The Rabbi Osai. You can look it up if you want in your Ein Mishpat Amoli in the back. That's an option. But let's take a look at what you see on the screen. Always good to see better things in bigger print. Bigger print, Rabbi Osai. Okay. The Ein Mimat and also Biyomtev, the Fishahu Kimitake. Ova Avalikta. Oh! Shelikton echad la'achila hareze kosher. Now, boss is the other extreme of the rift and the rush of the tour. They said it's always awesome. The Rambam says it's always mutter. What's glaringly missing in the Rambam? What four words are glaringly missing in the Rambam? Exactly. It's the shanach. What's going on in this Rambam? He left out the most important four words in the entire sugya. Pile play. So Rashash explains, the Gamatla Hoda Meme Hoda Sfila Kavua, it'll come Elam. Don't say the word Elam. The Bezel Lo Nitzrach Le Akshav. Oh, now I got the Rosh Tavis before. Lama Nun. Lo Nitzrach. Okay. Moel, Lohavim Psegresha. Avim Mikom Gom Shemi Yitztarach Lei, Chen Rabbi Yehuda Osir, Chen Posek Achav Shulchan Aruch, Tzorachi and Medina, to look in Shabbos Kuv Gimel, which we saw, and other places as well. Fine? So far, Rabbi Osai, so good. Chiddush Niflin and Rosh Hash. Good. Rabbi Osai, take a look in the big Shulchan Aruch. start there. We pass it. It's a very serious question. Tof resh mem vav siv beis. Hayanava meruba selef. Ooh, where's the Rambam? See how they compare. Hayanava meruba selef. Fine. Ein matin. Oh no. Ein mematin also be yamtiv. Lefi shehu kimitake. Avar velikton. Osha likton. Echad echad lachila. Hareza kosher. Verbatim, no? The Mechaba quotes the Rambam. Comes the Taz of Cotton Hay, screams. Gir Sazu Eina Nechona Barambam. Wants to change the text. Why? The Begamara Arminon, about the Shimon Omer, Matan Beyomta, Peruch of Takan Mitol Mona, Umishani Lachila, Uporch Psikresha, Ista Shana Chrita. Kosher the Rambam. The Masha Shiro, Salahata, Lachatkila, the Mat, the Kamalaka Lachila, how the Haskin is an Arin, my Kasha. I'm the first one who has a Kasha. Vamagad Mish Torres, Barambam, Oshalit, Acher Lachila. Rotsaloma, Acher Shain Sorok, the Takin Zed, the Mistami Esho, Acher Shalom. Hi, Gosha Mishani, Begumara. Habes Yosef, Hiskin Gamma Zen, Bes Yosef. I can tame a shehet the kan gives a zoo, echod echod, she gives a nechono. Rabosai, if you look at the Frankl Rambam, they have all the kisveyad, pimchila, almost all the kisveyad have the gears that we have. Rambam left out the most foremost important lines, words rather. Yeah, the Mogan Avraham, Sif Cotton Bates. Magad Mishta Mayrin it Fus Marami Padwa. How the cause of Oliklan Acher Lachila. Pirish the Acher Shain Tsurup Zel Hadas Mutlakhilachila. Alpha Gavda Matakar Hadas Mimela. Havadova Shain Miskabi. Avisha Tsurukla Hadas. Alpha Bisham Lakna Lachila. Psegration also came with Gomorrah because of Bais Yosef. Period. Alpha Postkins resolved Simit Shimchov. The Loki Aruch. And Shabbat Bais Yosef. Oh, no. What's going on? What's going on? It's the great Shlodichle is also. What's going on? He called with the Tzorach Mitzvah Shari Biacher. Tosis, he quotes Tosis right over here. Ah, Tosis. The problem is that the Girsa is not right. Again, around Padma had a Girsa. My guess is they changed the Girsa to fit with the Gemara. But that's not the. Can I tell you? News, what's the shot? Rabosai, in four places in Shas, not less than four, the Gemara asks the Kasha Sekresha, and the Mogas will be calling our language an Ukimta Teres. Right? The one is right, the first is right over here. Let's go back to our Gemara and see what the Gemara says. Rabosai. And we know it, but let's see it again. Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis. Frek the Gemara, Moda Abashim Vesuvashal Yomas, Hachavai Skina. Shanachrit. Now, see the little gimel on the side? Whoa, Shabbos, Ayin, Hey, Kuf, Kuf, Gimel, Kuf, Yud, Aleph, Kuf, Yuzan, Kuf, Chav, Kuf, Lamed, Gimel, Kuf, Mem, Gimel, Beis, Lamed, Vav, Tzumas, Vav, Chorus, Chav, Ches. Whoa, Chav, Hey. A lot of different places, Morris, is Kash. Who knows from your learning Shabbos, I guess that's the best place to have learned it, what other cases where the Gemara has a situation where the Gemara is a Kasha, I, of Shimon, is Mode, the segregation of the Yomos, and the Mel gives a Teretz. Hokka Bavarskina. Anyone know? Anybody? Brismila. Where? Brismila. Okay, Brismila. That's Shabbos. Kuflamet Gimel. Kuflamet Gimel. That's one of the places. One of the places. This is one Rama. Perches Alocha Hey. Fine. But you know, it's such a fascinating, nothing is a coincidence. This is Hilchos Shofar Ches Hey. Let's look at Shabbos. Hilchos Shabbos. Important halachas, right? Hilchos Shabbos. Shabbos. Halacha Hey. Look at this. Hatolesh Ulshin Vamizares Rodin. Im Lachila Shiura Kegrogris. Im Lebehema Shukamlo Piagdi. Im Lasaka Shukam Vashal Beitzim. Where's it come from? We saw this Gemara yesterday. We didn't see, we saw the Tosis yesterday. We saw the Gemara yesterday. Comes from a Gemara. Sechta Shabbos. Daf Kuf Gimel. That's where it's coming from. That Gemara, we read the Tosis yesterday. We skipped a step. We didn't read the Gemara. Always dangerous to skip a step, right? Okay. Hatolish Ulshin. The only time these various shirim are said is in your friend's field, in your own field, on both sides. It's always a kolshu. Same as he left out the four words, Yisra Shana Achrita, left out the three words, the Ka'ove Ba'ar Dechavre, left out those three words, Rebbeinu Shalayla. There's another Gemara, Rabosai, Shabbos, Kuf Yud Zayin, same kash, the same kind of teretz. Can you find it for me? Someone who's flailing an animal. And if you flail him in a normal way, take out the leather, the skin, the hide, even though you don't really need it, you'd be chayef. What's the case? It's over here. He took tweezers. To give you a little bit of a taste. He took tweezers, and there's no. The Rambam quotes his din as well. Oh, sure. He quotes his din and left out the magic words to Shokalei Bebarzei. And then there's another Gemara, I'm going to say. Another Gemara. It's a Gemara Masechta Beitza. Different Gersos, we'll just show what we have in our Gersa. Ulvashe iskav and lotzut. Frag the Gemara, psik reshev lo yamos. Enter the Gemara, ispek koi, or kevi, there's a window. There's a window there. It's not a psik reshev. Rama quotes the Gemara without mentioning it. Chalono says b'taf nosel. And it's odin. Don't say b'lash to yitzkavin. Don't say b'lash to yitzkavin. Rama left that out too. Four cases, no less than four cases, where the Rambam omitted the Yukimus of Gemara. Says in Rekevis on Mishnah, this you may have seen this on the Maram Makomus. I don't know if you got there yet. No, I put it on. Maybe it's not here. Okay, I'll show it to you. It's a Rashi Masechta Zvochim. Yes, we're back. Now we spent time in Zvochim and Kodshim the last couple of days with Dichui. Now we're back in Zvochim for a totally different reason. Not Kodshim, I'm going to say. I mean, it's related to Kodshim, but it's a Shabbos again. What happens over here? You're pouring mezalfin yayin agabe ha'ishim. Right? Rav Shimon Svirle. Right? Yehuda Rav Shimon, says Rashi. Rav Shimon. Shmuel Rav Shimon. Tekeva de miskava lechabos ein lo sichbe. Right? Eish tamet tukonaz bech lo sichbe. Machlokas Rav Yehuda Rav Shimon has nothing to do with Shabbos. This one. It's a kol tamer kula, right? It applies to nazir pulling out hairs. It applies to extinguishing a fire in the mizbeach. Okay, with me? Watch. Im tamer psikureish lo yamasu. Frekt Rashi to psikureish. The wine's coming down is going to put out the fire. Rebbeinu shalayla. Efshe de mizalef le betipin dakos ma'od. Hilkach. Inami mechava betipim gasos. This is a game changer. Rashi says, whenever there's an ukimta, it doesn't mean you have to have that ukimta to make it mutter. Once we find any case where you separate A from B, then even though you did A in a way which is going to lead to B inevitably, it's still mutter. What's the lumdus behind it? Segregation means the two actions, A and B, are joined at the hip. Inseparable. I repeat, inseparable. But once there's a possibility of separation, then even though you did it in the way where they were, in fact, the way you did it, it's inseparable, and it's potentially inseparable, it's mutter. This fits in with the second Rabbi Chana's Chakira from yesterday. What was the second side of the Chakira? A and B is one maisa, one's included in the other. Oh! When you say that, if they're inseparable, once you can find one case where they're separable, you can't say A is necessarily A is included in B. B is included in A. It's inseparable. Even though you didn't do it in that fashion. That is the true pshat in the Rambam. The Pechila of the others say they want to change the girsa. No. That'd be in one case you can say it's four different places is exactly the same thing. And I'll give you the lumdus for both sides. If situation is called a mechaven, who cares what I could have done? Right now I did A in a way, it leads to B inevitably. If you hold the second half of Rabbi Chana's Chakira, namely, that not that I'm a mechaven on B, I'm a mechaven on A, but the Torah declares that A and B is one, then you can argue, you don't have to agree, you can argue that if A and B are separable in a particular case, even if I did it in a way which they're inseparable, it still can't call it one mice. That's the lumpus of yes, that's the cheapness of Rambam. I didn't stand my Chiddush, the Mekeves HaMishnah says so. Can I get a few in the Rambam? First year Rambam? Maybe. This is Shabbos. The first year on the Rambam. They have become a Mishnah. Yes. Good. But I want Perkhes. Oh no. I have to go. Where's the Rambam? I'm still here somewhere? Off from scratch. I'm sorry. We'll try this way. Your Keves HaMishnah. He has a humongous hakdama. It's a humongous hakdama. If you can, this is just a hakdama to the hakdama. This page, so you see on the screen. I don't know. If you have good eyes, you'll try to be able to find it for me. See, I saw the situation somewhere. Yipukaka. Oh, he has the kasha. Kovim Pesach, Lomos Nasr Rabbeinu, Not for Shabbos, Mavshidim, and Echaz, Lamatak, Rabban, Rabbi Yudah, Pesera, Gemara Sakash, and Dimorik, Bebarzi, Uvetlos Zimni Avichazaka, to be Kavona, Tzuma, Hishmina Rabbeinu, to Yitzhak Gemara. He left out what? He left out Arad the Chavre, he left out Shana Chwita, left out Barzi Bezuye, he left out Isle Kevi. The reason why he didn't put that in, because they're different Gersos, Beit Salam Avav, and Shabbos, Mam Gimel. We have three times enough to make a chazak. What a great kasha. Okay. Look at this. Lo tzricha de kaover ba'ar de chavre. Lav ikimtehi da b'raisa ayri b'da'ov ba'ar de chavre. It can't have the lemema hocha b'mayaskina. The problem is, in Al-Gemara, it does have a mayaskina. That's around different years. Al-Gemara, not the Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Gimel, but Sukkah Lavil does say. All right. Hocha, milo mashkacha say the ove ba'ar de chavre lo shayach le the opposite of the kaka. Look, I feel of an eye beyond the day. Lord, make him sick ratio. That's the chiz. He said black on white. This is what it says over here in Perkemis and Mishnah Pshat in the Rambam. It's a correct Pshat. And I gave it a lumpus part of Pshat. It's not inseparable. It's not inseparable. With me, Rabosai? I call this, I gave it a name. I called it a super sick ratio. A regular psychration means I do A, which it never needs to be. I could have found a way to do an A without B, but that's irrelevant. I could have. Could have, would have, should have, might have, the famous last words. If I did it the way it is, that's a regular psychration. If I'm right, the Kevin's mission is right, denies the existence of the whole institution of a regular psychration. He only accepts what we call a super psychration. You can't do one without the other. A super psychration. That's all he accepts. I believe that's a correct shot in Shitas HaRambam. It's also a Shulte Giborim says so. We'd like to get another source. Where are we going to find this? Rishonim. Rifnos HaKelev. Where's Shulte Giborim? They don't have it. I think that's true. Remember, they couldn't find it last time either. I apologize. They don't have it. Not there, right? We tried to find it once before. We ever get Shulte Giborim? It's not there. Missing. It's the same exact thing. Exact same. You'll go up later on. I don't have a riff. I don't have a Gemara with me. It's page Lamed Ches Samanav Adape Arif. Fine. Now, Rabosai, we have one of our favorites, Reb Elozhe Moshe Horowitz. Right? I put him on the Mamakomus, as you saw. We saw one kasha from his yesterday, which we gave an answer to. I ask you to see another version of his. Take a look. With Lamed Gimel Amud Beis. Have a look inside, please. Here we go. We saw the one already. Said, if you remember, we saw yesterday. How can it be a mitzvah of his loychav al achilas? So we gave a teretz yesterday. That it's not that he has a mind for achila. Chazal have in mind the possibility of a mitzvah. Fine, very nice. But much earlier on this daf, there's another comment of Reb Elozhe Moshe. Just called one column do right. Hakam askinan shanachvita. Umikom makom. Watch this. Es zu agad vehechin lahoshana. But this particular hadas he tied on and made it ready for his mitzvah. Dilavachi. Otherwise, of course it's mutter, even according to the Rabbanan, because he's not using it for his mitzvah. The osam is shum shek tseyu l'mitzvaso. Once you tie it up with the lulav and the aravis, you tie it up, that means it's going to be used for a mitzvah. So when you then remove the berries, that's an avera. Nu. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, the Tamei, the Perikira, the Shari, I feel the Shemesh, and Bener, I and Shem. This is Sisrei Torah. It wouldn't be Erev Purim, I say this is like a Nes Nistar. This is, what's he talking about? What in heaven's name is he talking about? What is he saying? What's he saying? Rabbi Osai, what's he saying? If he ties it, Rabbi Osai, why is that a psikresha? is a mechav and mamish. Is a mechav and mamish. Why psikresha? Psikresha means I'm doing A leads to B. I'm taking off berries in my kitchen, and it's going to end up being a kosher hadas. You know, the hadas is tied with the arava of the lulav. It's taking off berries. What's bothering was the Moshe. That is a mechavan mamish. Was it Rav Shimon? Was it Rav Shimon? He comes in a whopper, unbelievable chiddush. Shori afil shemen shebiner. What? Shemen shebiner. What's he talking about? Anyone who knows Masechta Shabbos cold? No one yet. Supposed to be learning Shabbos next year, according to the plan. You'll know a little bit more about the Masechta if you come. Big Masechta. Can't learn the whole thing in 1 year, even if you go fast. Okay. Let's see Gemara Shabbos. An incredible Tzushtal he makes. Shabbos at Memdalet Amar Aleph. Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon Omer Mistabek min haner hakova Sob lekavua the last day mukta. Okay, why doesn't he hold for mukta in this particular case? Why he doesn't hold mukta? He holds like his father on mukta. Means he was maxed for mitzvoso. The guy put the shemen there for the mitzvah of their Shabbos, and it doesn't matter. This right? Doesn't matter. If that's the case, I was maxed this hadas for the mitzvah, and it doesn't matter. It's not considered to be hadash or mitzvah for the Easter of Muktzah. It's not considered apparently kavana muchletes. It's considered in the miskavas and psikresha. That must be the Pshat Rabbi Elazar Moshe. It's Sisrei Torah. Again, he says over here, this guy tied it up for his with his lulav and his arava. Otherwise, it should certainly be mutim and kodeh rabbanon. That's a chiddush niflav and arava. Why should that be so? He made a kosher hadas. The whole world against Rabbi Elazar Moshe. Okay, but with that assumption, nu, osam b'shem b'shem tzeil mitzvaso, nu osam b'lezer b'shem the tamei. Sharifi the Shemen Shabiner. Why? He designated the Shemen to be for the Ner Shabbos. Apparently designations don't count for that much. Here too, you tie the lulav together, but the Hadas of Nerovis doesn't count for too much. That's how I'm reading, otherwise it doesn't make any sense. Narabosai. There's a Rabbeinu Chananel that I ask you to see. Rabbeinu Chananel? That's actually on the top line. It got put in earlier. Take a look at Lamed Gimel of the base. Tana Rabbanon. Anyone see the place? And the Matin Biyontav. Shem Abelazim Shimon Amud Mematin. Kagon Shem Alakta Lachila Shem Ochilo Arminon Metake Manu Vesav Lekavua Dama Shem Meskav Muta Udis Hashan Achvita Vilo Arminon. Unbelievable. Iarume Komarin. Holy cow. The Rock says, you know why a psikresha is usher? Because we don't trust him. He says, I'm doing A. I don't come on B. We don't trust him. Come on, snake. He knows A to lead to B. We don't trust him. We think he's having come on B too. Oh my goodness. Oh boy. As a matter of fact, the Oruch, and the Rock very often go together. This you know. Same school. But let's take a look at that Torah we saw yesterday in Masechta Ksubos Avov. See it one more time. What is me read you one line. What is this? Slow down here? Okay. Watch. Our Gemara. What does it say? In Ve'adas. V'taka emona. V'skai v'nachila. Kavua. Ipsik Resha. Isha Nechvita. Alma. Watch. Kevad lo nichale. V'lo chayish b'hai tikun. Shari. Afalgav. Dipsik Reshu. What does that mean? That means that the Oroch is saying, we're not afraid. Rabbi Osai. V'lo chayish by tikun shari. He doesn't care about the tikun. That's why it's considered to be muta. And the reason why Tosafot argues on the Aruch could be afraid. We're afraid that he is having in mind the other thing. It's just he's trying to fool us. He ruined me kamarim. Now Rashi holds he's mechaven mamish, and Rashi has the answer. It's not a tikun at all. But the Rach and the Aruch say even if there is a tikun, it's muta anyway. Lo chashin and shemarim and mechaven lekach. What's the case? Lo nichole. Lo nichole. Fine. I asked at the end of the shiur yesterday. Don't give me an answer. What's the loch of psikresha, the nichole by the rabbanim? No one answered. But you had time to read more Maram Kamis today. No answer? No answer. Okay. No one has an answer. Let's try to find an answer ourselves. On the Maram Kamis. Shulchan Aruch, Or Chaim, Hilchos Shabbos. I apologize. There's a slowdown. Job action. Okay. What does it say over here, Abosai? Simen Shin Yud Dalet. Amin is dear Bekele. What's the case? Chovis. Nishbra, Bedibek, Shvareb, Zephis. Yochel, Lashabo, Ligam, Hashemetoch, Babashto, Yechaven, Lenakva, Nekev, Yofa, Shil, Pesach. What happened to Psikresh over here? What's going on? What happened to Psikresh? Okay. Was a Chuba Sadesh. Oh. Ava Psikresha Bemalocha de Rabbanon Sphila Chuba Sadesh de Mutter Shine. You got it, you heard it, you saw it live. He says that Psikresha by Isa de Rabbanon Nichole is Mutter. His mutter. That's what he says. Brings a rye from the Mordechai paragraphs. Orek. Mutter lishbuch mayim. Afish yard the carmelis. Came then miskaven shayetz to the chutz. I said, Psikresha doesn't matter. Psikresha is mutter by the rabbonons. Ad kan chuvas hadesh. Says the Mordechai from, I don't understand it. I don't like it. I don't want it. He says it's in a miskaven. It's not a psikresha. Kamash, he calls out the psikresha with the rabbanon, and he wrote the same. Tzarechin, to be simen shin yudvav. What do we call that? Shin tezayin. Sivdal isa behedya the osur. V'tamad aruchu. Tos Shabbos kuv gimel. We just saw the tosis. What they say? Segregation alone, nichalei, by the rabbanis is mutter in our case of getting rid of the berries. But the nichalei would be usur. What's going on over here? Shilam azayin. I toast some psochem chafei holds as mutter. Yeah, but derech ain lomar. Fiem is usur. Chemash reishayin zayin alef and gibel. Period. Adkan. The Mordechai is no raya, Rabbi Osai, for a different reason. The Kitzur, he's very emphatic that the Truma Zadesha is incorrect. Very nice, very nice. Beautiful. 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 Kamsa Mekiveger. Nearly as that, the chemuchal hedja, sukkah, high psukresha, for her host, some of me would be under the rabbanon, burn the shalalam. It's enough for the Gemara against the Jumas Adesha. Enough for the Gemara, our Gemara, our Gemara is the kasha, more of Shem psukresha, but it's only the rabbanon. Off for the Gemara, that the Jumas Adesha is incorrect. What's my answer? Was it the Mordechai? It's Tetz Tachpur. It's Mordechai's day today, right? Go to the Mordechai. We saw the Mordechai. Let's see the Mordechai again. One more time. What's the, we don't have to close the simon in Mordechai? Hold it down. Remember? Should be in somewhere. It's not here. Left it out. Well, we read it a few more than once. The Mordechai holds is an Isa Daraisa. Discusses is beferish. Removing the berries is a daraisa. I give up. Probably somewhere in front of my nose, I can't find it. Take it from me. I'm pretty sure we read it yesterday. Right now, I'm just not finding it. No? It's not here? Okay, I have my apologies. Oh, it is, sure, it's here. Tavshin Mem Zayin, it's right in front of my nose. Tavshin Mem Zayin, Miat and Kosher. I wasn't paying attention. Okay, what happened? The Goyim took the berries off, they took the rubbers off. It's the mitzvah of Aravera, you don't say. Why? In Miat and Kosher, Umaria, if you'll be amazed, black on white. So the Truma Sadeshim, oh, like the Mordechai. Commander, but you make his kasha very nice, but if you like the Mordechai, there's no kasha to begin with. Now, Rabosai, we go further in the Maramakamas. Maybe you didn't see it yet, but to Meiri. Meiri on the Maramakamas. On our daf. Is it here? Miri. Shas. Sukkah. Miri. I think it's on the base. Maybe. every 7.5 would be. Oh, here it is. I'm an alf. Watch this. The Meiri says, what's the name of this Tikkun Hadas? Ein mematam biyomtuf. Dafka shu mechave lematam lahakshir. Aval kol shu mechave lachil lemutur. V'yavo pisha hadas. Mukta, efshena muktzim. Ain din psikreishim oneo hetero. He goes to Gemara Shabbos Daf Kuf Gimel. Aye, that's only b'diyeved. You're not chayav a korban with small, with less than a certain shear. For zu atamad lachatchila, tamador mei shuzu isur mi divrei sofrim. For sheish kan tzrach mitzvah. What's he saying over here? He's saying that psikresha rabosai is tikkun mana. He says it's lo nichale. Right? Let's go a little further. It's against another Gemara. Watch this. Tziruf Ab ikro b'derabanan, ukedeka oma b'yumal amedalid, shal bazim b'chamer b'yom kippur nachisan l'mocha p'yomakot tfilos and shus b'migdash. Abol tikkun, our case, pulling off the berries, afal pisha tikkun keyote b'zeh b'divrei sofrim, this is b'divrei sofrim, ikor atikkun b'yomedoraisa, pilei ployim. The Miri is saying, yes, we can be makel by psikration lo nichlei, when it's ikro derabonon, not when it's ikro deraisa, and it reduces to a derabonon. Wow. So what's the rule? There's stiris galore, and this child halacha lemaisa. We had a Tosfos on Kuf Gimel that said beferish, as we understood it, that psikreish lo nidchli by the rabbanon is mutter. That's our case. The Orach is wrong, but it's right when it comes to the rabbanon, such as Tikkun Hadas. And of course, the question becomes: why should that be so? Why should it be so? Why? Why should it be so, Rabosai? Why should it be so? I'd like to end with this discussion of psikreish, and then we'll talk a little bit about Purim. So here, Rabosai, Rabbi Chanan, we saw yesterday, has two different reasons why psikresha may be also. Either it's called considered bachave, Rashi, or it's called chad maisa, it's considered one action. Rabbi Chanan says, if the reason is also because of bachave, lo nichle is not a bachave. If the reason is also is chad maisa, it doesn't help that you're not bachave. It's irrelevant. You do action A, and the Torah says you're considered the Mechav and Abi, not you. So the Nicha is going to be also too. I can't do Rabbi Chanan. I want to make the following suggestion. The Svara of Chad Maisa only applies where the Maisa itself is prohibited. What if I find you a case where there's a prohibition, but the Maisa itself is not prohibited? Logic may not apply. You know what the case is? All Yisurim Derabbanon. Yeah. I think we saw this once before this year, if I'm not mistaken. That's my recollection. We saw it once before this year. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. You'll let me know. I think we may have seen it once before this year. Prakam, not so good. What's my guess? About curry?
What?
I'm guessing maybe it's. Try this one. Well, if I won. World famous. Heaven knows. Lo Sasser. Heaven knows. Comes a Meshach Chochma. Oh, this is a piece. The Rambam, the Ramban attacks him, the Ferlich. Ram's right. Ki Torah rotesa, Hashem levad en yonim anichnitzchim achayom la'ad, yischadesh en yonim stogah v'asoros v'chumris, sheyuz maniim, haino sheyibet b'yad achacham lo'osif apigdorah v'anim salem, sheyibofanim eilu ditna v'shus, snap al tosif, we spoke about that already, you can't make things up. Right? Bez knock it off. So we can't rely on it. What's a dogma? Melech. The king says, it's not an intrinsic, do this. You gotta follow the king. Gotta follow the Chachamim. Rabosi, if that's the case, Isur of the Rabbanan, if I'm right, based on Meshach Chochma, are not an Isur of Maiseh, it's an Isur of merit. You may not losos Yom on the small, you may not rebel against Chacham Yisrael. That's what according to the Meshach Chochma. If a person was over at the Rabbanan B'Shogeg, he doesn't need Kapara. He didn't rebel. It's in the Sima said it already, in Reish Tam Medal. That's it. It's not an Isur Maiseh, it's a merit. If it's not an Isur Maiseh, the svar of Chad Maisa cannot apply. What does Chad Maisa mean? A and B. A is what you're doing, and B is what happens as an inevitable result. You can lock them, interlock them and say it's one if there's an Isra Maisa. But it's not. Isra of merit. This is the svar of the Trumas Hadesh and all psychrations by the Rabban and his Mutter. Yes, and the Shia. Can't the Raisa take it? Yeah, but here's the exception. Because the Raisa are intrinsic violations. The Rabban is only... Don't rebel against the general category known as Chazal. Meridik. Now go back to our question. The question was, why should it be the psikresha l'nichle by the Rabbanon is mutter? Halacha l'maisa. We paskin in Shulchan Aruch Rabosai, we saw Shin Yudalit, the Mechaba paskins in Chuat the Mogan Avram, that psikresha by the Rabbanon is mutter. That's the smogon Avraham. Shin Yudal. Do we paskin this way? We paskin like the Mogan Avraham? Not necessarily. The Mishnah Berurah says that we don't. Watch. Das ha-mechava v'skava l'harchim evel in enem v'skava aysa psikresha shari. The Ramah says no psikresha. Ramah is arguing the mechava holds kemi kisu the Rabbanon shari tumas edeshen. Ramah disagrees. Psikresha is also even by the Rabbanon, doesn't matter after the Rabbanon. That's how we paskin the halacha. We hold who agrees the Ramah? Mogad Avraham, Eliyahu Rabba, Gror, B'Kivege, Psikreya, Fyod Rabbanon, Shoin. That's as far as Psikreya, Fyod Rabbanon. What about Pesik Reisha, Rabosai, the Lo Nichle? How do we paskin there? Pesik Reisha, Lo Nichle? By the Rice, I'm talking about now. How do we paskin in that Shaila? Also in Ichle Shabbos? Spells it out, the Mechabes, out of character. He mamish spells it out. He says, some say Pesik Reish Lo Nichle is Mutter. Chok Olav, Omru, Afak Nichle came in the Pesik Reishu Osir. For all of Nogim had the Mezenova, Yeshulam Alem Schus, the came in the Abarz Aruka Chutzanoras, Yaman Hesanoras, Mutam Yaman Sfug. Fisha Eta Tanzu Chazoka, Yeshulamimba, Tov lan higam shlo yuklit tachas hachavis shasher psokin al negev. He passed him sikreish lo nichle as osur. Here's the enigma. If sikreish lo nichle is osur, and sikreish by the rabbanon is osur, why should it be if sikreish the lo nichle by the rabbanon should become suddenly mutter? Zero plus zero is zero. Two so-called aterim are both rejected. How do you put them together? Here's the answer, Rabbi Osai. The answer goes with Rabbi Chana's original Chakir we saw yesterday. He wants to know, what's the pshat in Pesik Reisha? Is Pesik Reisha labeled as a Mechavet, Rashi Shita? Or is Pesik Reisha labeled as what we call Chad Maisa? One action, the Rambam Shita. Rabbi Osai, we have a Chakira, once in a while, they're both right. They're both right. So Pesik Reisha, the Nichle by the Raisha is also for two separate and distinct reasons. One, it's a Mechavet, like Rashi says. And two, considered to be one action. Good. Now we draw a chart. We just draw a chart in our heads. Okay? That's one box, the most chomer. Now we'll discuss the two middle boxes that we just discussed a minute ago. Pesik Reisha lo nichle by the Raisis and Pesik Reisha nichle by the Rabbonis. We pass them, they're both us. I just showed it to you. Why they're both us? Go back to Rabbi Chanan. Rabbi Chanan told us why we pass it against the Yoruch. He said it beferish. Namely, if you hold it's considered a Mechavet, this guy's not a Mechavet, it's lo nichle. If you hold it's what we called Chad Maisa, it's us. Oh, the Mechavet passes is Chad Maisa. Therefore, for that reason, he asked Pesik Reisha lo nichle. Rabbi Chanan told us why. With me so far? Pesik Reisha, the Nichle by the Rabbanans. Why should it be Mutter? I told you why. You can't label it as Chad Maisa, because there's no Issa Maisa, it's only a merit. That's the Rabbanans. Good, that's the Mechavet. We pass in its also. Why? Simple why. You're called a Mechavet. The first start of Rabbi Chanan's Chakira. See, it's in the two middle cases. Rabbi Osai, wake up. It's in the two middle cases. In one case, we say it's also why. Rabbi Chana told us why it's also the Pesik Reisha Lo Nichle. Why is it also why? Because it's Chad Maisa. The other case, Rabbi Osai, Pesik Reisha Lo Nichle by the Rabbanan is also why. It's called Chad Maisa. It doesn't help. They are not Mechavim. It's not because Lo Nichle. It doesn't help. Pesik Reisha Lo Nichle by the Rabbanan is Mutter. You know why? Because each prong knocked off one of the svaras to answer it. It's lo nichle. That's why it's not called mechaveh, and it's the rabbanon. That's why it's not called chad maisa. It's not zero plus zero because one is a half and a half equals one. Rabosai. This explains beautifully this vart of the Tosfos and Shabbos Kuf Gimel, which is based on Sukkah Lamed Gimel Amud Beis. This is the source for this lamdus. This adaf. One more time. Tosis, it goes against the Yoruch. And the Bad with Al Gemara, they answered in Shabbos Kuf Gimel on the bottom, well, it's only the Rabbanon, so Lo Nichle is all the Tzad Mutter. What's the difference? Lo Nichle is also by the Raisa, why is Mutter by the Rabbanon? So the answer was, look, we find those who are Matli Pesik Reisha Lo Nichle by the Rabbanon. What's the Lomdus to Meshach Chachma? You can't say Chad Maisa needs some merit. So I say now, that's true, Rabbosai. It's an Issa merit by the Rice, not the Rabbanans. Nonetheless, it's also anyway, we pass him because of the Mechavet aspect. Once you put in Lo Nichle, it's not Mechavet either. So it's not, So the Reish Lo Nichle is not called Mechavin, and it's because it's the Rabbana, it's not called Chal Maisa, it remains Mutter. Meiridik. Is it true? Rabbi Avadya quotes this all over the place. He goes to the bank with this one. And frankly, I'm with him. I'm holding on to his kapot. It becomes very, very important. I'll give you an example. Alarm systems. Alarm systems. You know, you walk into a shul, you click, 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 red light, green light, 1, 2, 3. You walk out, the things are going on when you walk in. They don't care about you. They want to catch the thief. It's lo nichole. We pass the way lo nichole is us. Well, we assume it's the rabbanon, because there's nothing really happening over here. So the reason why you're allowed to walk into your shul on Shabbos, or some other friend's house, or maybe it's your house, if there's some kind of a system, and they detach the box. What the boxes? The box goes to the police, makes a lot of noise. That's detached before Shabbos. But the kishkas are still working. And you can sometimes even, if you don't see anything, you won't see, won't hurt you. But you see the lights change, or you hear a click, that's a serious problem. The only hand there is, psychologically, by the rabbis. However, it's a big problem. There are steers in Mishnah Berurah about this. Major steers. I'll give you an assignment. I want to talk about Purim a little bit. I'll give you an assignment for Sunday. Okay? Assignment over Shabbos. I don't expect you to do it on Purim. A Shabbos assignment. If you look at the same Shmira Shabbos Kilchosa, he has, if you have, depends which edition you have. He has the beautiful new ones. It's in the Mavo. It's in the Mavo. He has a Mavo. Kol Hilchos Shabbos. If it's the old one you have, so it's called Chelek Gimel. There's the Mavo. It's the same words, I think. There he discusses this issue. Steeris Galuyas in the Mishnah Berurah about this point. It's Heora Memvav. If you have the Chelek Gimel, it's Perek Aleph Alocha Memvav, Heora Memvav. If you have the new edition, it's the first Perek of the Mavo. I assume it's also Memvav, may have changed a little bit, may have gotten a little. Look up all of the Steeris. I want to tell you what I think the answer is. Tell you in advance, you tell me if it works out. The answer is based on the Me'iri in Sukkah Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis. Came nearly. I kid you not. This is such a critical sugya, Rabosai. Can open up the entire sugya of Psikresh L'nichem by the Rabbanans. It's really here. The Me'iri said it here. But I don't want to give it all away. There's a lot of Armakomas that we haven't seen yet. All these Mishnah Berurahs, Shin Tezayin, Shin Lamed Vav, Shin Chafalav, Shin Tezayin. Again, all of these four things relate directly to this topic. So, all you need is show some downtime on Shabbos. You know, even on Purim, it can be downtime sometimes. It's mutter to learn on Purim. B'Shabbos HaTzchak Godel. It's mutter to learn on Purim. Purim is they have Kabbalah Satorah. Kim Kibla Yehudim. Kabbalah Satorah. So get a Mishnah Berurah. Take this with your camera, make a picture of it, or if you have any camera on your phone already. And these four lines of Mishnah Berurah, that'll be a Mishnah of the assignment for Sunday. That's how we're going to start Sunday Shia. We'll discuss Psik Resha. We can spend Sunday and many more days on Psik Resha. We'll discuss as much as you want. You'll cut me off. You want to talk some Psik Resha. And then we'll start the next segment of the Maram HaKomis. We're behind schedule, Rabbi Osai. I'm looking at the rest of the Perek. I'm looking at the next Perek. And that much time has gone by. The weeds go by very fast in this issue. So we have to maybe be with the Dalek, Alahara, Makapas, Alagvos, to be able to finish the what we think we want to finish in this series on the Sechta Sukkah. Okay? We'll close the Gemara Sukkah now, with the Shulchan Aruch for Sukkah. We'll talk a little bit about Yanni of Purim. So again, I'll give you a second chance. If you have a question, say it's about Purim. That's your second chance. Anything that bothers you about Purim, anything. If you don't have anything to ask, I'll tell you what I want to say. But if you have questions, now's the time to ask.
So, clarify, I guess. But if you miss a word, you say it yourself?
If you miss a word, you must say it yourself.
You don't have a clock.
Doesn't matter. The Gemara says Beferish. The Gemara says Beferish that if you have a Megillah, it's missing words, Kro Baal Peh, as long as the majority was written properly, is read properly, that's good enough. So you have to catch up with the Hamans, that's what Hamans are for. What are they back home for? To play catch up. If you make a mistake, either at the very beginning of Perek Aleph, you don't hear something, or you begin, or after Perek Tes, I guess, when the last Talmud comes, you have problems catching up. Especially about Korah's fist. Do the best you can. Do the best you can. What are you going to do? Can't do any better than that. There is an issue. If no one has any practical questions, we'll talk about a little bit more of alumnus this year. You have something to say about Purim. A little bit. Open Gemara Megillah. Show it to us. It's erase everything. We have to. A Gemara Masechet Megillah. We're learning Megillah today. For the rest of the next 16 minutes, well, we should stop a minute before the Mincha. 15 minutes, we'll try to learn a little bit of Masechet Megillah. Yeah, until they start, until they warm up. Masechet Megillah, Rabbi Sayyid Chesem and Aleph. Watch. Valois Sheshama Ashurish Yotza. The multitudes of Jews who satisfy this criteria. They don't understand Hebrew. They comment to the Megillah. They hear every word. They Yotza. Frank the Gemara. Foloyadim my karma. They don't know what they're saying. Valkor is meaning, I don't know what Vahi means. I don't know what Achashverosh means, I don't know what Haman means. But I don't know Hebrew. Says the Gemara, no. Midin Abednosh of Amiyotz. In those days, women didn't understand Hebrew. Amiyotz didn't understand Hebrew. They also Yotz. So look at him, he's a foreigner. Otu Anan Achashtronim B'nei Amochim Mi Adina. We also don't know. Ela mitzvah kriya b'sumenisa, hachanami mitzvah kriya b'sumenisa. It's a reductio ad absurdum. You can't say that you don't understand every word of the Megillah Yotzeh, because none of us don't understand those two words. You know what achastronomy or ramocha mean? In the art school, they have a beautiful picture of what they think it means. Are they right? Says Rashi. Rashi on this daf. Rashi says, "Upisume nisa, afal pishen yodin masha shomin, shon es hashomin v'omer maya kriyazu echoyanes umadilen." What are they doing, this man? Middle of Megillah. What? Middle of Megillah. Say, what that word mean? What are you kidding? Before, after, sometime. What do you see? Rabbosai, for the chi of a mikra Megillah, you don't have to understand a single solitary word. For the mitzvah, presume it is, you have to know what's going on. Svei dinim. This kriya, we saw the Gemara. This mikra and presumenisa. The first thing, you don't have to know anything. And the second thing, you have to understand what's going on, Rabbosai. That's what Rashi's saying, pshat. It's a new chumah by Megillah. It's a chumah by Megillah. And the Rosh says so. In the name of Rashi. Yes, the Rosh.
The Rebbe just said that they're not doing it in Korea.
Wow, wow.
The Rebbe just said that they're only finding out afterwards.
Right, so they fulfill the mitzvah's Korea by simply hearing. The auditory nerve has to work. The mitzvah, presumably, you have to know what's going on. See, before or after. Svei din. But if you have a different area of halacha, where there's no presumably, and you hear, you don't understand a single solitary word, what comes out from this Rashi? What? Yotzeh. The Rosh says all of you, Rashi. The Rosh says the Beferish and Brachis. Watch this. Someone benches for me. I don't know Hebrew. Don't know any Hebrew. Rashi Avi Raya, but the time of Megillah, Haloish Hashem Ashuas Yatsa, Afal Pish and Maven Aloshin. So Rashi holds, Yayotse. There's no Pisum and Nisa when it comes to benching. The Eish Ditchos. Watch this, the Rosh. The Pisum and Nisa Shiny. Kedama Hosim Ravina Hashem Racham Yadinan. Pisum and Nisa Shiny. Whoa! Which way is the Rosh going? Pisum and Nisa makes it more strict and more lenient. Rabosai, which way? According to the Rosh. According to Rashi, Pisum and Nisa is more strict. Comes to benching, you don't have to understand it all. According to the Rosh, Pisum and Nisa is more what? Is more lenient. Lenient. Birchas Hamazon? No. How do we pass in this very serious shaila? By benching. Let's take a look at the Shulchan Aruch. Hilchas Birchas Hamazon. What's the psak, Rabosai? What's the psak? This is relevant, very relevant. What happened over here? Yodea, one guy benched, Yodea Sheni, Im Maven Lashon HaKodesh. Im Eino Maven, Eino Yotzei Mishmir. Oh, that's the Rosh. That's the Rosh. That's the Rosh. Did he pass like the Rosh? Think so? What does Mr. Brewer say? Yeah? Yesh poskin shech sovereign shbeloshon ha-koydish yotze nechovoso b'shmiya af alpi shein ha-meven ha-loshon v'chein ha-minik. We will learn the minik of the Ramos and the Dark Emotion against the Mechaber. So write to Mr. Brewer, it's ha-minik. Question becomes, Rabosai, according to Rashi, we understand why Psirisumini is more chomer. What's pshat in the Rosh that's more kal? What's more kal? So Rabosai will explain one Rosh with another Rosh. Masechta Megillah, closer to home. Watch this. Noshim chayavas in Mikra Megillah. Aver Zmane, someone knows that. Mikra, yeah. The Bahag says, we discussed on Chanukah, am I correct? The Bahag says, Noshim chayavas al b'shmiya, aber kriyasa in a motziya noshim yechavasa, chayav b'kriya. So they only chayav in shmiya, and not in kriya. What does that mean? The Ika mitzvah we said is kriya. Pisume Nisa Rabosai is an additional level. An additional level, Rabosai, is an issue of Shmiya. Why do we say that Pisume Nisa has to be Shmiya only? Because it's not mefursum that everybody is reading it. You and I are Tamid HaChomer, yeah, we heard of Shmiya Kone, it's a Gemara in Sukkah, we have to get to it soon. But most of you never learned Sukkah. They never learned Lamed Ches, they never get that far. They never heard Shmiya Kone. They think a Yotze by listening. Do a poll tonight. Who's diving in a regular shul, not a yeshiva? On the way out, stop people. If you want to, you know, candid camera. You Yotze the mitzvah just now? Yeah, how? I mean, how? I heard the Megillah. Said you read the Megillah? No, I heard the Megillah. That's how I'm going to answer you. What's a lam? How's a lam going to answer you? No. What's a lam going to say? Tomek, Shemek, I read it myself. See how many lam done with the Rosh. Which shul are you davening in?
Rina.
Where should you davening in?
Lincoln Square.
We'll have a competition. Whoever's more Talmidei Chacham will get the right answer. Anyway, most people not get the answer wrong. Okay, most shuls, that they don't know. Oh, that was a loveless from about Hanukkah time already. If that's the case, someone who hears and does not understand does not yotze the mitzvah of kriya. The Rosh is right, the Mechaber is right, and the Hilchos Birchas Hamazon. You're not yotze. You do not apply Shemei Kone if you do not understand. But the mitzvah of Shmiya as such, Shmiya in and of itself, which applies only in the Megillah, because of Pesum and Nisa, that can be fulfilled even if you don't understand. And guess what, gentlemen? I'm sorry to say it. All of us, everyone in this room, is fulfilling part of the Megillah only with Shmiya. Yeah. Which part? Which part is that? Achashronim and Ramochim. Don't tell anybody. If this lumpness is right, we can call on the woman from the Ezra Snoshim to yell at Achashronim and Ramochim. We can be Yotze called the Vach. Shh. Shah. Shah. That's what come out. We all have bits of Shmiya. If all this is true. As a matter of fact, if I'm right, every one of us should say those two words ourselves. We say Ish Yehudi, Lahudi Masa'ira, forget about that. That's a minig. We should say Achashronim and Ramochim. The Balkor should stop for a second, and we should say it. Even from a printed Megillah. We said before, a minority can fulfill from a printed Megillah to the Kai in the midst of Kriya.
Is it better to hear Shmiya from the Megillah than
both? Both. Apparently, they weren't mitakan that way. Halois sheshoma ashuris yata mitzvahs kriya pesumenisa. The mitakan kriya of the entire Megillah and pesumenisa only for chashronim and eramochim. Shmi alone. So I don't have to say it myself. Woman's not going to yell it out. Okay. And the lois is an onus. He's Potter from Korea. He can't help it. He can't read it and he can't understand it. Nebuchadnezzar got a little pan. For an expert. See the Kayim the Pesuminist of Shmiya. Rashi was exactly the reverse. Rashi is the Gemara. Yes, let's see the Gemara again one more time. See the Gemara we started with. It's opposite Pshat in Rabosa. Watch. Love is Hashem Yotz. Lo Yoda my Kamri. No. We don't understand either. What's the answer? Mitzvahs kriya upesumenisa. What does that mean according to Shita Sarosh? That means that the lowest is fulfilling the mitzvah upesumenisa, which is unique to Megillah. By benching is not yotze anything. It's a unique mitzvah upesumenisa, which is shmiya alone. Shmiya alone. And that's the matake. The matake in mitzvahs kriya upesumenisa. So this Lois is an honest. He cannot fulfill Kriya. He doesn't understand the word. We elicit a pesumenisa by hearing the words. That's it. Why don't we allow Achashronim Ramochim to fulfill the mitzvah of Kriya? Mar says no. There's a mitzvah of Kriya, but the rest of the Megillah, 99.9% of them is a mitzvah of Kriya. When it comes to Achashronim and Ramochim, they were only mitakin and mitzvah pesumenisa. So it's enough for us to hear it and not understand it. That's what the law does for the entirety of the Megillah. It's a unique din by Megillah with an additional obligation, and the law is who's honest from the main obligation can at least fulfill that obligation. But if you have Birchas Hamazon and you don't understand, I don't say it all. But Rashi is exactly the reverse. According to the Rosh Mosim Mos Kasha, we don't understand Bnei Ramochim. We want to know, what do you bring me a raya from Nosh Nami Oretz that Yotze? Bring a raya from every Jew. Right? We mean nothing in our words. Bring a raya from Gedolei Torah. They don't know what these three words mean. What do you mean by Oretz? That's the Gemara's question according to the Shita Rosh. must be a special kula by Mikra Megillah, the mitzvah of Shmiya. According to Rashi, it's fakert. A chumra, presumis means you have to understand. By benching, you don't have to understand. And the Gemara brings a raya, knocks off the raya of Achashtron ben Eramochim. What do I answer? And the mitzvah, kriya presume nisa means we get the gist of the story. We get the gist of the story. We understand the gist of the story. We know what that word means. It doesn't matter. And for that, it's enough to fulfill the chumra of presume nisa. But a lowish and shom ashurus doesn't know anything. Maybe it's not yotze. It's chazer again. Lo Hashem Ashuras Yotza. I don't know what's going on. Right? Like Doshin Amartz. So what's Gemara asking Akasha? What a minute. We also know what's going on. Answer to Gemara, no. We know what's going on. We have Pesume Nisa. We know the storyline. We know and understand 99% of the words. Okay? But Lo Hashem Ashuras, you want to be Yotze? He has to have a quick review course before the Megillah. Rashi Lashitos against the Bahag. Rashi and Megillah and Erech and Avgimah hold that women are chayav and kriya. We couldn't hold all alumnus. Didn't have the two dinner before. Had to take his trap. Most of us particular Shir and Michus Pesachos. Megillah. We'll stop here. I wish you all a Freilich and Purim. You want to dance tonight? The dancing ends at midnight. I'll be there the last hour of the night from 11 to 12.